practice and doing business. Srinivas Gopal Iyer, an auditor from Vellore, visited the ashramam and dined here. He sat before Bhagavan and mentioned that he had had physical ailments, asthma, for a long time, and yet had continued with the Raja Yoga, including Pranayama. He had read books also on the subject. Srinivasa, the practice of concentration makes me feel weak and giddy. What am I to do? Maharishi, why? Yoga should rather make a man healthier and happier. Srinivasa, I have no trouble at the time of concentration. I do not experience the weakness then. I perceive it after dhyana is over. Maharishi, you may have some difficulties at the outset of practice, but gradually concentration will become easy and pleasant, and you will be in that state whether attending to business or whether you sit expressly for meditation. Srinivasa, how is it possible to attend to one's business if one is to go on attending to concentration or dhyana also? Maharishi, no. Business will be easier for you when your mind is steadied and strengthened by concentration. Srinivasa, but I can have no interest in business while I attend to yoga, and business will be thereby marred, will it not? Maharishi, no. Your viewpoint will change, no doubt. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, you will regard business in the light of being a mere dream, but that will not affect your business, as you will attend to it as though it was serious. Kapali Sastri, is there a mythical banyan tree on Arunachala as stated in the Puranas? Maharishi, I saw such a tree when I got hurt by the hornets. That may be the tree. Someone asked Maharishi, why have you not become tejomayam, effulgent, even after so many years of tapas? Maharishi, it is possible to achieve this as described in books. In fact, that Shaktisthana, power seat, exists. If one concentrates on that center for 7 days with a sattvic mind, this can be achieved. But I never tried to be this. K. Does a jnani in the body remain visible? Maharishi, why not? K. The body is the reflection of the mind, so it ought to be modified. Maharishi, in whose mind should the jnani's body have a change? K. To the onlooker. Maharishi, then a jnani ought to be invisible. All those who wrote books, mixed with others, and moved around are ajnanis. Is that so? K. Laughs. All laugh. Maharishi, does the jnani himself feel oppressed by the body? Does he require a certificate from others by their not seeing his body? Do you accept a magician to be a jnani? K. No. Maharishi, who is the seer? Solve that first. What does it matter whether a body is visible or not? K. Is the Shadadhara inside the spinal cord? Maharishi, some say it is active in the glands or plexus. What does it matter? K. Vivekananda says that they are in the spinal cord. Maharishi, he says so. Sourced from the B.V. Narasimhan Archive, 1410-1929.